Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The alliance sounds more like a separation and eventual divorce. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Remember the old bowl alliance in the 1990s when late ACC Commissioner Gene Corrigan and his sidekick Tom Mickle sketched out how it would work on a restaurant napkin? It was an agreement among the major bowl games for the purpose of matching the top two college teams in a championship bowl, which rotated between the Orange, Sugar, Fiesta, and later the Rose, the last to give up its historic Big Ten Pac-10 pairing. And there wasn't a playoff at the end, just the conference champions going to big bowl games and the top two rated teams playing in the New Year's Day Bowl, designated as the national championship game. It was more satisfying than the bowl coalition it replaced and resulted in more TV money of $8.5 million for the title match. The Southeastern Conference, of course, liked neither because it lessened the chances of two SEC teams playing the final game. Does what happened over the last few weeks seem like a cooperative effort involving the SEC, which goes to 16 schools of Texas and Oklahoma bolt from the Big 12 for more dough? And does the new alliance between the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 seem like an effort to bring college athletics together or divide it between the haves and the have-nots? The SEC qualifies for both, since that powerhouse league would have up to a half dozen of the best football schools in the country, but wouldn't have broad-based programs and care much for academics. Most of the new alliance schools now offer more than 20 intercollegiate sports, while most of the SEC schools have less. That means fewer scholarships to fund and more money for coaching salaries, recruiting budgets, and monolithic facilities. Would the Super SEC and the Alliance even want to play each other in football when they could have 12-game schedules with divisions and maybe stage their own postseason playoffs? Sounds like the old AFL and NFL before the first Super Bowl. This is Archansky. See ya.